Blue Jays reliever, closer last year, Casey Jansen. Casey Jansen, of course, had off-season surgery. So the weather was a little less delightful than it is now, as you will see by the video. This is our conversation this morning with Blue Jay reliever Casey Jansen. Damian Cox at the far end, Stephen Brunt beside me. Of course, I'm Bob McCowan, and Casey Jansen joins us here this morning at Dunedin. You did a little work this morning. How'd it go?
It went well. Another step in the right direction. I threw 30 pitches, mixed in a couple changeups, a few sliders, and progressively, you know, kind of started to step on it, throwing a little bit harder and harder as I progressed.
What are you looking for while you're throwing? I mean, obviously you're concerned about whether anything hurts or not, but what kinds of things are you trying to look out for?
Well, one, just to be natural, to stay in my delivery and to look like my old self, one. And then two, just to see the life on the ball at the finish, you know, those last 4 feet before it gets to the catcher, you kind of want it to jump and get through there. And, you know, there's pitches that do it, and there's pitches that kind of, I don't want to say fade, but aren't as firm. And just to be more consistent with that extra late life.
Case, could you talk about when you knew, you at the end of last season, when you kind of sensed that you needed to have something done, that there was, and what the procedure actually was in the end?
Well, I was grinding through the season, and you know, it's, you love playing, and it's not hard to get up to pitch in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people. Once everything kind of calmed down and you're sitting on your couch at home, you know, I kind of felt some discomfort, and you know, talked to the training staff about it, and they were like, "Hey, this is going to be a process. This could hopefully calm down in that four to 6 week period." And ended up calling George after those 4 weeks and said, "I don't feel much better." And the normal progression from there was go take a look to see what they wanted to do, and surgery was that option.
So no. what was the, and what did they do in the end?
It's called the Mumford procedure. They shaved down the AC joint bone, create a little bit more space. So instead of the bones kind of grinding on each other, there's a little bit more space for them to work. And it's out of the surgeries, it's not a huge surgery, but still, when you go into that arm, it's never good.
Now, I would have thought after the season you had and everything coming together, that would have been a bit of a downer to say, I got to have surgery now. Where am I going to be in the spring? Because ideally, you'd love to have just had a normal off season and then go right into spring training. So, I mean, was the mental part of it for you almost as much as the physical part?
Yeah, I don't think I could have had a great spring training without the procedure. Although I did pitch through it last year, I think I would be better for it, you know, moving forward to get the procedure. It was a little disappointing. You know, I'm a big off-season training guy. I love to get in the gym. I love to work out and make my gains in the off-season to be ready for spring training. And I wasn't able to do as much as I typically do. But at the same time, you know, I had to catch up and, you know, did a little bit of overtime to get to where I am now. And hopefully these next, you know, 20 days or so, I can, you know, even turn the corner a little bit more and be ready to go.
But you were just talking a little bit about late movement and that sort of stuff. Where does velocity play into it for you at this point? Or, I mean, have you got the gun on you? Are you looking for a certain speed, or what are you looking for?
Not necessarily the gun yet. Again, it's just that late finish to the ball. You know, when it just, it kind of almost accelerates in those last six, you know, 4 to 6 feet. You know, at times I show it, at other times I don't. Another big test that I think we're going to, you know, do here pretty soon is get a hitter in there and get a little bit more adrenaline. And I think we're going to, you know, take the next step to get on a game mound and not necessarily be in a game, but to kind of recreate that atmosphere where I could be more in my element and be more natural.
Given the injury, and you said you know, it set back your off-season schedule and workouts, where would you be now in terms of relevance to a normal season without the injury, without the surgery?
I've always had to fight for a job in spring training, so all I knew in spring training was, you know, from my first outing to impress. And so typically in the off season, I'd probably throw, you know, six bullpens before I got here.
Yeah.
And continue progression, almost being a finished product come, you know, middle of March, early March, finished product and fine-tuning everything. And then you come into the season, and it's like you've already been pitching for a month.
Right.
Now, again, it's been pushed back. Not that I can't get there, but I gotta pick it up.
Last year at this time, Sergio Santos was ordained the closer. Yeah, the Jays acquired him. He's ordained the closer. He gets hurt. You seize the opportunity and take care of business and seize the job and have a great year. This year we got Sergio coming back. He's got a little bit of a tweak right now, it looks like, in his tricep, but in theory he's going to be healthy. You're fighting back from injury. How much, you know, the competition for that job? I know it's your job. It was your job at the end of last season. But with the uncertainty coming back from an injury, how much do you feel the competition for that job, having to hold on to that job?
I don't think it's necessarily a competition. Obviously, competition is healthy, but Sergio's great, and he can do it. I can do it. If I'm down at night, he can pick up the slack, no problem. If he's down, I can do it, and I think we can work as a team pretty well. Obviously, I'm sure Gibby's going to want one guy in that role on, a nightly basis. But, if I don't break, he can step in, and I think we won't miss a beat. And if I'm healthy, then whatever Gibby wants, if it's me in the setup role because Sergio's on fire, then so be it. If I'm in the closer role and Sergio's setting up, then I think a lot of people are trying to make more than it is. We're good buddies. We like hanging out. We have a good time together, and I don't think there's going to be a controversy. I think what we want to accomplish this season is to win a championship, and if that's me in the eighth or the ninth or whatever, I think everybody's willing to fill in where they need and win this thing.
Sorry, Donald. That said, watching you last year, you look like a guy who likes having that ball in that situation. You look like a guy who relished the role of the closer, being in that spot.
I love it. I love the pressure. I love the screaming fans. I on the road, I love shouting them up. It's a fun mentality to have, I love it. I feel like it's something that, like you said, it's me. Having said that, Sergio's done it too. So, we've got confidence in both of us, and that's a good thing.
Do you have a sense yet? I mean, there are so many players not here right now at the World Baseball Classic or injured, different things. Do you have a sense yet on how this team's going to come together, or are you still meeting guys and learning about guys and getting to know them a bit?
Yeah, still getting to know guys, still learning to see who we can pick at and not. And
we pick on Bob, so we know what we're doing.
It's a good group. It's a fun group. Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting to know some of the new guys. Some guys are quiet where they kind of stick to their own, and then there's other guys that are a little more loud and fun, and that's great too. So we got a good group. Again, we're still all trying to be one and come together, but no doubt in my mind that will happen, and we got a good group, and it's going
to
be fun.
So just to follow up on what Steven was saying, if they came to you and said, we want you to be the eighth inning guy, even after everything that happened last year, you're okay with that?
I would want to be the best eighth inning guy in baseball.
We talk a lot about, or have talked a lot about, the difference in this team. The optimism that exists, I assume, within the organization, but certainly within the fan base, and the changes that have been made, the money that's been spent. You've been here under different circumstances. How different is it this year? Do you feel it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's different because at times you almost had to fake that confidence into yourself that, hey, we can compete with the Yankees and the Orioles and the Tampa Bay and Boston. And this year, we're not faking it. It's real. And, the payroll jumped, and it's like, hey, we've got a legit team. We've got a legit staff. And I think our bullpen's going to be sneaky good, where people maybe don't give us as much credit. I think we've got every piece that we need to have a meaningful September and hopefully win the World Series.
I've been here for I've seen 35 spring trainings, and I've seen good teams and I've seen not so good teams perform in the spring. Last year, you guys were outrageously good. Did that add a level of confidence and assurity, or were you cautious about what was happening in terms of wins and losses down here?
Honestly, last year I definitely noticed, and you know, we would go on the road and we would win, and then we'd be at home and we'd win. And I mean, I don't know what we won, but I think we won 24 or something games last year. And at times, obviously, when you're on the road, you're sending some AAA guys, so it's not necessarily your real team. But having a veteran team this year, spring training hasn't been such a let's win. It's a priority. It's Mark Burley, get your innings. Josh Johnson, you know, get your innings. Hey, Jose Reyes, get a couple at-bats and get the heck out. You know, it's the type of thing. So we're not so worried about wins and losses right now. It's just, hey, let's get our work in and get ready for April 2nd. And obviously towards the end of spring training, we're going to want to step on a little bit more, have a be more meaningful about the wins and losses. But when it comes down to it and the lights are on, that's when we want to perform our best.
Like, I know you're concentrating on your own thing here too, Casey, but does any part of you, as these new guys have come in, you know, out of the corner of your eye, to go look and watch R.A. Dickey throw the knuckleball, or take a look at a guy like Josh Johnson coming over from the other league just to kind of see who these guys are, who these new teammates are?
Yeah, I mean, TVs are on all the time in the clubhouse, so we know what they've done. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see guys work and to see how they go about their craft. And if you could pick a couple things here or there from each guy and maybe incorporate it into your game, it's an advantage to you. It's an advantage to them to, you know, maybe bounce a few ideas off each other and hopefully develop a little bit more to your game and again, for the team.
I mean, it's funny, coming off the year you had and then having to deal with surgery, would you actually look to add anything different in this spring training, or is that an unreasonable goal given that you're working your way back to full health?
Yeah, I think my biggest work is to get to full health and to be, you know, comfortable with my stuff. I don't think I'm going to reinvent the wheel this spring training, but I think, you know, if you're not getting better, you know, someone's going to catch you. So, you know, I want to keep on getting better. If it's in the mental side, if it's, you know, physically, whatever it is, you know, I'm trying to get better.
Maybe Dickey will show you how to throw that knuckleball and that'll extend everything. He's 38. He's still pitching.
That's
so
right. I mean, whatever it takes, you're right. He's got a craft and he's interesting to watch, but it's an art.
When guys see a guy throwing a knuckleball like that, other pitchers, I mean, would you ever try to fiddle around with it to see if you could do it?
I think jokingly, you know, you try, and some guys actually have pretty decent ones, but
how's yours?
Mine's awful. Awful. It
doesn't do anything?
It probably would get hit a long way if it did anything. So, yeah, you're not going to see any knuckleballs out of me, but I think a couple guys have some, and we're like, hey, man, that could be usable. You know, maybe go talk shop to him a little bit and see.
So let's fast forward here, because we do this all the time in our business. It's the middle of September. The Blue Jays are in a two-team race for the AL East championship. Who's the other team? Best bet. He's thinking hard.
I'm thinking. I'd have to say the Yankees right now until someone beats them. They've got a bunch of professional guys there. And I don't know what it is about that team, but they always seem to find a way to win. And until you beat the champs, you know, you're behind them.
Yeah. I'm going to throw it a different, slightly different direction. Was John Farrell's situation last year a distraction to the players?
I don't want to say a distraction. I think he came to work every day and gave it everything he had. And then as a player, you know, we do the same. And we've moved on, and I think so has he. And, you know, we're looking forward. Obviously, we're going to want to beat Boston, but we want to beat them anyway, whoever the coaching staff is or was. And we want to beat every team.
What was your level of surprise when you heard that he wanted out?
Wasn't completely shocked, but at the same time, you know, with any commitment, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, you fulfill your commitment. At the same time, if his heart wasn't there, if he wasn't in it, we don't want to hold anybody up because we want to do big things. And, you know, we love Gibby. Gibby's great. And we're moving forward with him.
I was going to say, how different is I mean, the team's different. The players are different. But just from the manager point of view, dealing with Farrell, dealing with Gibbons, how different is it for you?
Gibby's really laid back. He's not much of a talker, where John was more of a talker. I feel like Gibby has a confidence about him that he doesn't need to prove, and where John might have been more of a guy that I don't want to say wanted to make his mark on a game, but
he wanted to demonstrate maybe he was in charge.
Not necessarily in charge, but just that he was relevant and there. And both work. I'm not saying one is better right than the other, but you know, we're happy with Gibby.
He speaks a second language too. He speaks Gibbies, right? That's one difference.
Yeah, you got to really
you got to listen.
Yeah, you got to have an interpreter sometimes. Last question before we let you go. You talked about whether you're going to be ready to go and break with the team. What do you think the chances of that as you sit here right now?
As I sit here right now, I could say I'm doing everything I possibly can to be ready. This is a big week for me. If things go well, it will look good. If things don't go great, then, you know, it could be a little bit after April 2nd. But I know the training staff's working hard with me. I'm working my butt off as much as I can to be ready. And one thing is I want to be 100% when I get up there. I don't want to be going through the motions. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to the guys. It's not fair to, you know, anybody. So when I'm up there, I want to be ready and guns blazing.
It was kind of a breakout year for you last year. We hope it's another one this year. Best of luck, and thanks a lot for stopping by this morning.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me.